From the live music capital of the world, this is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. This week, we remember Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Ian McClacken, who passed away at the age of 69. His career is a treasure trove. From coming up with the Small Faces and then the Faces, to working with Bob Dylan, the Rolling Stones, Bruce Springsteen, Taj Mahal, Billy Bragg, John Mayer, and he was just a great guy to have around. We're going to listen back to an archival interview recorded this past summer. It concerned itself with the final album Mac did, United States, as well as his extraordinary career. And Joseph Arthur also joins us in Studio 1A for live music and a chat, plus new music from Abram Shook, the Good Music Club, and more as the Austin Music Experience gets underway. This is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. We'll remember Ian McClacken a little bit later on, who passed away December 3rd at the age of 69. But first, some new music on the show. In a moment, Ruthie Foster from the Road to Austin DVD, which is finally getting a proper release. And up first, Abram Shook. In March, Landscape Dream, his new album's going to come out, but he's starting a digital single series through his Bandcamp page. This is Abram Shook on the Austin Music Experience with a song title that goes back about, 50 years to 1964.
Nobody. that is far above mine. Said if I died and my soul gets lost, it ain't nobody's fault but mine. 'Cause I got a Bible in my home. Yeah, I got a Bible in my home. Said if I died and my soul gets lost, it ain't nobody's fault but mine. My sister told me how to read. My sister told me how to read. If I die, my soul gets lost. Ain't nobody's fault but mine. Miss Bonnie
Austin's Ruthie Foster on the Austin Music Experience, recorded at Auditorium Shores for the Road to Austin concert, which happened in May of 2007. Ain't nobody's fault but mine. The concert may be 7 years back, but the DVD has finally arrived, and it's a benefit for the Stephen Bruton Wellness Initiative. It would make, as they say, a great stocking stuffer. Other participants include Chris Christopherson, Bobby Whitlock, Bonnie Raitt, Carolyn Wonderland, Malford Milligan, Eric Johnson, David Grissom, and of course, Stephen Bruton. Ruthie Foster returns to the Austin stage December 30th at The Roost. And we began with Abram Shook. 1964 is the first in a series of digital singles he's putting out through his Bandcamp page. No doubt many of them will turn up on his March release, Landscape Dream. We continue with a band called The Deer, D-E-E-R. They're from San Marcos. They met at the Texas State School of Music. Their new album, check this title, On the Essence of the Indomitable Spirit, is out in January. We have christened The Deer as the KUTX Artist of the Month. That's for December. The song is Farther, The Deer, the Austin Music Experience.
Breathing.
Austin's Gina Chavez on the Austin Music Experience, Siete De is the song recorded for the Good Music Club. You know about the Good Music Club? They sample Austin's live music scene. They do monthly live concert video tapings, and they're about to release some live EPs, and that's recorded music and DVDs, from seven Austin bands, Hard Proof, Nakia, Latasha Lee, and Gina Chavez. Preceded by the KUTX Artist of the Month for this month, The Deer, and the song Farther, from their new album On the Essence of the Indomitable Spirit, which is out next month. Got one more new one for you. This is Jody, and this is Anthony DaCosta. We recorded the 23-year-old singer-songwriter in Studio 1A. He's been doing this for a decade, even though he's only 23. He won the Kerrville Folk Festival competition when he was 16, originally from New York. Anthony DaCosta with a live take on Anywhere But Here.
Well, you were right. I'm happy to see ya. You were right. I'm happy to dance. You were right. I'm happy to see you, my dear. Anywhere but here. Well, I could stay, talk for a while. I could stay, sit by your side. I could stay, talk for a while, I fear. Drink just like we used to. We could drink, it seemed to help. We could drink whether whiskey or beer. So it goes, the buffalo. So it goes, maybe I'll see you next year. Anywhere but here, anywhere but.
The Austin Music Experience program, beginning with five new songs in a row, and the final one you heard from Anthony DaCosta, who lives in Austin now, is originally from New York, a really prolific guy, only 23, and he's working on his 10th album. anywhere but here, the Studio One A recording, you can find Anthony DaCosta at Strange Brew during this month. On the way, the late Ian McLagan, the great Joseph Arthur, and more as the Austin Music Experience continues. From the live music capital of the world, this is the Austin Music Experience.
I'm Gary Hartman with the Center for Texas Music History at Texas State University in San Marcos. This week in Texas Music History, we'll meet a bear who blended jazz with classical music. On December 3, 1947, Harry Babison made the first known jazz recordings on the cello. Babison, born in Dallas on March 19, 1921, was a child prodigy who played clarinet, bassoon, and cello. He attended the University of North Texas, where he befriended future jazz guitar legend Herb Ellis. In 1942, Babison started playing professionally and went on to perform with such jazz greats as Benny Goodman, Charlie Parker, and Louis Armstrong. Nicknamed the Bear, Babison began blending jazz with classical music, leading to his now famous pizzicato jazz solos on the cello. By the 1950s, Babison had become a pioneer in the fusion of jazz and Brazilian music. He also helped establish archives for musicians to preserve their legacies for future generations. Next time on This Week in Texas Music History, we'll celebrate a blues singer who helped pave the way for rock and roll royalty. This Week in Texas Music History is made possible in part with support from Humanities Texas. I'm Gary Hartman.
With your weekly roundup of Austin music news, I'm Tyler Pratt, and this is your sound check. Music legend Ian McLagan died this week. The Rock and Roll Hall of Famer and Austin music staple was a renowned singer and keyboardist, perhaps best known for his work with the Small Faces and the Faces, as well as his collaborations with the Rolling Stones and Ronnie Wood. As a session musician, he worked with a long list of artists such as Chuck Berry, Bob Dylan, Jackson Browne, Bruce Springsteen, and Paul Westerberg. Musicians across the world have taken to Twitter to remember McLagan for his talent and incredible spirit. Rod Stewart, Ronnie Wood, Billy Bragg, Alejandro Escovedo, Lucinda Williams, Joe Walsh, Kathy Valentine, and many more have made touching tributes. McLagan passed away Wednesday afternoon after suffering a stroke in his home on Tuesday. He was 69. There's new artwork in town from the legendary singer-songwriter and artist they gave Austin. Hi, how are you? This week, Daniel Johnston, creator of the iconic frog at 21st and Guadalupe, unveiled his first mural in 20 years. On the north side of Now's Enfield Drug in Clarksville is now a superhero-themed painting with the words, "Love is the question, love is the answer." The mural will remain there indefinitely, and it's part of a campaign to raise money for Superhero Kids, an organization that provides financial support for families of kids at Dell Children's Blood and Cancer Center. 2015 is just around the corner, and so is your chance to score a piece of the Armadillo World Headquarters. The legendary Austin Live Music Establishment opened in 1970 and shuttered in 1980, but in the decade between, hosted a who's who of musical acts, Willie to Waylon to AC/DC, Bruce Springsteen, Genesis, Patti Smith, and a whole lot more. Now the Dillo and Threadgill's owner, Eddie Wilson, has decided to get rid of a few things. In January, Wilson will auction off a variety of historical Dillo items. Full list to come, but so far we know it's going to include records, boots, and even a piano, once played by the likes of Jerry Lee Lewis, Leon Russell, and Fats Domino. You're listening to the Austin Music Experience. I'm Tyler Pratt.
I'm Jody Denberg. It's no exaggeration to call Ian McLagan a legend, and not just because he was a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in the Faces and the Small Faces. Mac, as he was known to his friends, passed away on December 3rd at the age of 69. And you know in the Rolling Stones song Miss You the way the keyboard starts? That's Mac's keyboards. If you turn on Bob Dylan's Real Live record or Bonnie Raitt's Green Lights record or Bruce Springsteen's Human Touch and Lucky Town, you'll hear Mac. He was amazing not only on the piano but on the organ as well. But as well known as he was for his session work and his bands, he had his own band, Ian McLagan and the Bump Band. And something that's very ironic is the other charter member of the Bump Band was Bobby Keys, the sax man for the Rolling Stones, who passed away last week as well. Mac continued playing with the Bump Band in Austin. They wrapped up a 10-year residency at the Lucky Lounge at the end of 2013, just when they were about to release their new album, United States. And in a moment, we'll talk with Mac about that album and about his career. As a matter of fact, let's do that right now. My guest today on the Austin Music Experience is no stranger to any fan of rock and roll, a member of the Small Faces and the Faces, a solo artist with his group The Bump Band, a man who has played with the Rolling Stones, Bob Dylan, Bonnie Raitt, Billy Bragg, Taj Mahal, Bruce Springsteen. I could go on and but I won't. I will just say, hey, Mac.
How you doing, Jody? Nice to be here.
Doing great. How are you doing?
Very, very well. Thank you.
Ian McLagan and The Bump Band have a brand new album. It's called United States. And I didn't realize till I was reading up on this new record that it's been 5 years since your last record, Never Say Never.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't have been 5 years if this record had come out immediately we'd finished it. But it took us a while to connect with Yep Rock, and I'm glad we did. It was worth the wait, but I have been waiting.
And this record was recorded entirely at your home studio?
Oh, yeah.
What's different about this record, for one thing, is that you brought in an engineer, because on the other records, you were, like, doing it all, right?
Yeah, I was Mr. Engineer, Mr. Artist, and Mr. Producer. I realize I can play the piano, I can sing, I can produce, but I can't really engineer. Although I did, I was looking more for performance, which is always the way to go. But this way, we got performance, and we got good sound. And that's Darwin Smith is responsible for that.
You cover a lot of ground on this musically very soulful record, Sha-la-la-la-la-la.
Yeah, well, that's a song that came out of being asked to play for the ACC, Austin Community College in Northridge. Russ Scanlon asked me if I would do a solo show there. They have a nice old grand piano and a beautiful lecture theater. And there are people who are studying music or engineering, you know, they're in the environs of what I do. So I was flattered to be asked. And then the night before I went there, I was kind of nervous. I was just thinking, I mean, these words came in my head. It's a big thrill to be here today. It's a big thrill to be here today. I could be anywhere. I could be any place.
I'm especially fond of one called I'm Your Baby Now. I think you know I really like that one. It's pretty much just a groove, and then this bridge comes in that's otherworldly and just takes that song to another place. I love that one.
Thank you. Yeah, that's a funny one. That just came out of the blue, and the repeating section, which is really the chorus, I suppose, which starts the song. I originally played on guitar, and I transposed it to the piano, but I had a feeling it was different. So I recorded myself with a click, playing it on the drums, playing it on the piano, and playing it on the guitar, and they were three different time signatures.
I'm your baby now. I can't sleep alone. I try. I wake up. Yours, babe. You're my baby. I'm your baby now.
And you mentioned playing on the guitar. We're talking with Ian McClagan. When we think of Ian McClagan, we're thinking of one of rock and roll's great keyboard players, the organ, the piano. But and on this album, there's a lot of songs that could even be put in a singer-songwriter bag. You write on the guitar quite often?
Sometimes. I never used to write on piano because I would get too clever with myself, and I'd find I would be playing the piano instead of playing the song, which is the advantage for me of not being able to play much on guitar. You know, I just play chords and figures, and so I can get a song working without thinking too much about what I'm doing. But these days, I found myself doing that on the piano. I just slap my wrist if I start playing.
If you get too fancy?
It's not about that. You know, you're trying to just capture a melody and lyrics, and you just don't want to be fiddling about. Just play it, you know.
I'd send you a love letter, but I can't find you anywhere. You may not be hiding from me, but I can't find you.
I've been lucky enough to know you during the 20 years that you live here, and I grew up a fan of the Faces, especially
because
of where I was age-wise, and then backtracked to the Small Faces. And I had a million questions for you the first time I met you. I like to watch when people meet you for the first time, say at the Lucky Lounge after a gig, or I'd like to be a fly on the wall when you pop into these radio stations. What's that like when people, fans, meet you for the first time?
Well, the last question recently they've been asking is, so I've got to ask you, and I interrupt, I say, yes, the answer is yes. And they said, well, I haven't asked you the question. I said, yeah, but you're going to ask me, are the Faces going to get together next year? And they said, how do you know that? I said, I'm a genius. And I say, yes, we are. That's the plan. And the Small Faces too.
Now, how would the Small Faces play?
With great difficulty, it was just the two of us.
Yeah.
But we have friends in the music industry. We're going to have one show, I think, in London. But I know Paul Weller's up for it. Maybe Noel Gallagher, Kelly. There's a few characters out there. Kelly Jones.
Hearing that music live again would be amazing. And of course, the Small Faces never even played America. We didn't get
right.
You. So it would be nice to hear those songs brought to life and with your friends, as you say, since Ronnie Lane and Steve Marriott are no longer with us. There was this amazing box set that came out earlier this year, Small Faces, Here Come the Nice. It's a 4-CD box set, 75 songs. It's got all of your singles, the first time ever that the original sources were used and remastered. What a statement this Small Faces box is.
It's a wonderful job. And the guy who worked very hard over several years to put it together, Rob Cager, deserves to get some kind of an award. Well, maybe from us, you know, but he searched out, he went through vaults in New York and LA and you know, all around England. He approached fans. Fans turned up with acetates they had all those years that were a better quality than anything we have of some songs, you know. It sounds great. Because the quality has gone down over the years. Every record company that gets the rights for a few years, they'll just copy off of vinyl, off a cassette. It's horrible. It's been a real joke. It's finally to hear our tracks sound the way they did.
Listen, it's been 3 months since I was last with you. Ha! So many people try to stop me.
Well, maybe that was the blessing then that the Small Faces and Faces were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame together, because in America, we knew the Faces better. In England, maybe the Small Faces,
yeah,
at least just as well known. And that attention has resulted in this just amazing box set. So Austinites, if you're used to hearing Mac play his bump band material and you really want to get into where Mac comes from, Small Faces, Here Come the Nice, the immediate years 1967 to 69 is the box set. Mac, congratulations on everything. I hope that the next year is just so much fun for you with United States and the Faces and the Small Faces, but Even if it's just a beer at the pub, I hope it's fun for you too.
It'll be fun. It's all going to be great.
All right, man. Good to see you.
Thank you. Yeah, good to see you, Jody.
I only seem to think about you. All I ever do. I only seem to think about you. I wake up in the morning, there you are. I wake up in the night. I only got one thing on my mind. All I wanna do. All I wanna do. When I sleep, sometimes I dream. Sometimes I weep. Sometimes I scream. Oh, I want you. I want you so bad. Don't say no, babe. I can't handle that. All I wanna do. All I wanna do. I only seem to think about you. All I ever do. I only seem to think about you. Ooh. Drive across town, dead of night. Climb into your bed. Run my fingers down your back. All I wanna do. All I wanna do.
All I Wanna Do. That was Ian McClagan and the Bump Band, Scrappy Judd, Conrad Shacroon, and John Noder Thomas. That was Mac's band. They did 10 years at the Lucky Lounge. Some other members filtered through, and they left us with a final album last year called United States, which was about relationships, not our country. The legendary Ian McClagan passed away December 3rd at the age of 69. We'll miss you, Mac, but you'll be here with us every day. Coming up, Joseph Arthur live in Studio 1A as the Austin Music Experience continues. Thank you.
This is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. Joseph Arthur's songs can be funny, they can be sad, sometimes at the same time. Peter Gabriel brought him to the public eye in the mid-90s. Joseph left a demo on Peter Gabriel's answering machine. Peter signed Joseph to his Real World label. Joseph Arthur was also friends with Lou Reed. As a matter of fact, his most recent album is a collection of Lou Reed covers that he titles simply Lou, and it's just Joseph making all the music, as he does. He stopped by our Studio 1A. He was on tour with the Afghan Whigs a month or two back. He brought his looping pedals, and he brought his dark sense of humor.
Christ would wear cowboy boots. Christ would have sex. Christ would eat pizza and cut blackjack decks. Christ would be sober and Christ would be fun. Christ would get over on those trying to run. Christ would love hip-hop, metal and soul. Christ would bring chaos, the breath of control. Christ would be rocking and Christ would be free. He'd say there's no difference between you and me. This is the ballet of Boogie Christ. Toss my salad and throw any rice. Throw it now. Christ baked potato, Christ chewing gum. Christ without pathos saying yum yum. Christ in the middle, like the monkey with balls. Christ picking up when euphoria calls. Hello, dear father, hello there, my son. How have you been? Well, I gotta run. Okay, I love you. See you real soon. Maybe September, maybe next June. This is the ballet of Boogie Christ. Toss my salad and throw any rice. Throw it now. Christ would relax, and Christ would get mad. Christ would help answer if judgment is bad. Well, no and then yes, well, yes and then no. Nothing is easy, but it's simple to glow. Just walk away from fear and deceit. Never surrender, but never compete. Cheer for your brother, your rival, your friend, and help their survival to beat you again. This is the ballet of Boogie Christ. Toss my salad, throw it in rice, throw it now.
Joseph Arthur, live on KUTX.
The Ballad of Boogie Christ. I did see you a few minutes ago, but I must say it's good to see you, my friend.
It's good to see you as well. We lost some people in the front row on that one. That's always a troubling sign.
Well, you're taking the safe way out by playing this song called The Ballad of Boogie Christ. No one's going to get offended by that.
Yeah. I don't mean it in an offensive way, and I'm also deeply apologetic about the toss my salad lyric. But if you investigate it, there's really nothing else that rhymes with ballad but salad. And there's only so many things you can do with that, really.
And where were you coming from?
Dressing on my salad? I don't know. No. And where, what? Sorry, what?
I'm cracking up. Where were you coming from with that title? Because you had The Ballad of Boogie Christ, and then there was Act Two that came out shortly thereafter. What was in your mind? Because you throw a title like that out there, and your salad's going to get tossed.
Well, that's the idea.
Yeah.
Generally, no. But I was thinking it's kind of a musical. You know, I wanted it to be this sort of overarching sort of theme of a character loosely based on myself in a fantastical way. You know, not really based on me, but certain things I've been through, and just kind of even, I guess you could say, the megalomania of chasing some sort of show business life, you know, and just also, I don't know, a character that could either be insane or enlightened. And I think we're all sort of Christ-like and then not. And also thinking about what Christ might be like if he lived in modern times and he called himself Boogie instead of Jesus.
Although you're hearing many sounds, they're all being made by one person, Joseph Arthur, on stage here tonight. And it's really a pleasure to have him here. We have a blank canvas, if you will, so wherever you want to take us, that's where we're going to go.
Even though I'm here, you know I'm already graveyard chatter in the light of freedom's call. In the heat of any matter, trouble as equals or not at all. Blue disgust, class divide, I saw it written on the wall. The only way we can survive, trouble as equals or not at all. You can't be in greater comfort as my pain prevents your fall. The truth will come and tell us, brother, trouble as equals or not at all. And when we get to where we're going, past the divide, past the stall, past the wind that's always blowing, travel as equals or not at all. You wait, you find a way free. You wait, you find a way free. And you might have a greater income, or you might be dumb and dull. Either way, I won't leave you, trouble as equals or not at all. So help me to in my slumber if I'm blind in madness hall. If I'm devil amongst the thunder, trouble as equals or not at all. Lift the weight, forget the ransom, free the chain, kick the ball. Let our love take us higher, trouble as equals or not at all. And down the road and through the sky, and on the tracks you can hear the call. Fly above us without worry, trouble as equals or not at all. I hope your road takes you homeward, may you always outrun the law. If I'm with you, we will always travel as equals or not at all. Yes, if I'm with you, we will always travel as equals or not at all. If I'm with you, we will always travel as equals or not at all. You wait, you find a way free. You wait, you find a way free.
Joseph Arthur, a native of Ohio, like his touring partners, the Afghan Whigs, but a longtime New Yorker. And there was Joseph doing what he does best, layering his instruments with looping pedals, playing them all. I mean, that was one person making all the music you just heard. The song, even though recorded live in our Studio 1A, if you'd like to see Joseph in action, visit our YouTube channel and just put KUTX, Joseph Arthur. Thanks for listening. You can find all the past episodes of the Austin Music Experience at our website, kutx.org. Did you miss our concert with Cat Edmondson last Sunday? You didn't miss it. It's there for you. The Austin Music Experience is a production of KUTX Austin, produced by Art Levy with assistance from myself and Tyler Pratt. Our live music engineer is Cliff Hargrove and Casey Chi. I'm Jody Denberg. Good night, Austin, Texas, wherever you are.
Soldier that wants to jump into your fire.